This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, dude. What responses have we gotten? What plays have been brought up?
It's interesting because I, you know, kind of thinking through this about what different plays to go through. A lot of plays that I would think would be talked about are there. Derek in a car mentions the Byron Bennett field goal attempt against Florida State.
Oh, okay. That's a fair one.
Yeah.
How about the call on the fumble? How about the phantom block in the back and Corey Dixon's punt return? I'm just saying. Sorry, proceed.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, the field goal directly leads to a win. So at least
so do the other two things. Come
well,
on.
Well, there's a lot of game left. That's my question about all this is because, and I know it's just a hypothetical situation. We're supposed to have fun with it, but I won't let my brain do that. I say, well, is there a butterfly effect? If I change the 83 Orange Bowl, you know, championship, is there a butterfly effect that the 90s doesn't happen the way that it should? You know, because it's easy to say, I just take another national title. But you talked about changing the direction of the program. That's what I think. You know, I'm all good with everything that happened through Tom Osborne because it was fantastic. Yeah, it could have been better here and there, but it was fantastic. I would probably change something afterwards so I could change the trajectory of the program.
Fair point, because you talk about the two-point conversion versus Miami that obviously we weren't able to convert, but real men go for two. Just know that. You talk about the kick, the field goal against Florida State with Mr. Bennett that didn't go through. I brought up a couple of BS calls that didn't go our way, but I digress. What else do we got here? The 82 Penn State game.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was 92 yards out of bounds. And Tom Osborne, last time I interviewed him, he actually said Joe Paterno years later was like, remember that 82 game? That guy might have been out of bounds. Like kind of admitted it to Osborne.
Well, yeah.
So there's another one. But you make a great point. Not a whole lot to complain about through the 90s. All right. What's post-90s, my friend?
The biggest one when we've had several people text
09.
In. The 09 yep. Texas game, yep. Which people are saying, like, what do you change there? Just at the second left, the second
yes.
off? Or
yeah, you don't put it back up.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know if that's changing a play. That's changing in...
They don't get the extra play. Don't get the extra play. How about that?
Yeah, fair enough. And then we also had, I thought this was interesting. Somebody says the strip of Martinez in the Michigan game.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, which there's no sure thing, even if he doesn't get stripped there, that Nebraska goes down and wins that game. That would be my argument with that still. But that certainly would have been a little more entertaining to see if they had an opportunity to.
So do you remember the big thing going into that game? I do, like it was yesterday, because we actually had a couple of wins, and it was, can we get over the hump and get the big win? So that's actually not a bad one. It doesn't occur to a lot of people right out the gate, but I've always said getting that first big win is the hardest. What if he doesn't fumble? What if he's not stripped? What if we win that game and that's the first one? And think of all the close games we've lost since. Maybe some of those go a little bit differently if that monkey's off the back. Keep in mind, Osborne didn't win a national title for 21 years. Then he won 3 out of 4.
I don't want to bring this up again, but
oh God,
that might all this might help Frost stay longer at Nebraska.
You just are determined to bring him up. Oh my God,
this was during the Frost era. If they get that win against Michigan, maybe we're stuck with more years of that man.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
Well, maybe he wins more games and
I'm just not sure if it heads to a good
direction. We're not going down that rabbit hole. So maybe you make a point that is not a play we want to overturn.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a guy walking by with the Restore the Order shirt. You remember those?
Oh, yes.
Dude, that's those my junior best. Year. The junior best. Year. Callahan's like, we're going to restore the order in the Big 12 North. Is that my junior year or my senior? It's my junior year because we walked off Boulder, walked off the field up at Boulder, and some of the players had those shirts on under the pads. I don't remember if I did or not. I was very finicky with what I wore during games. I may or may not have had my on, but we had restored the order. That shirt is legit 20 years old.
Yes. It's Mitch, one of my favorites. That's awesome.
Dude, Mitch Sherman hit me up like 2 years ago. He's like, do you remember the Rock, the Pound the Rock? He's like, it's still outside of the Hawks Championship Center that used to be up in our meeting room. That thing's like a couple thousand pounds. It's like they moved it there and said, we're done. And it's just been there for years.
Yeah.
That's back from when Callahan played. And then we wanted to pound the rock and actually run the ball back when that was supposed to be a priority. I don't know if that actually manufactured that year. That may have been the year when Zach Taylor was the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. So I think it was okay. Yeah. Oh, dude, what a blast from the past to randomly see that restore. Some people are like, what is he talking about? Restore the order. Some people probably weren't even born yet.
Yeah, well.
But for those who remember, a guy walked by randomly with headphones on with a Restore the Order shirt from like 20 years ago.
As we bring up your playing career, was there a play throughout your playing career that you thought could have helped that team, you know, help the trajectory of the program a little bit more?
Oh, man. I got to think about that for a second. We got a break coming up. Why don't you read a couple more of those while I ponder and try to think and not hurt myself here?
Here's 9040 says, onside kick with a 14-point lead against Northwestern. Unbelievably unnecessary and erratic. It was probably the kicker's fault, according to Frost. And we do have, a certain guy, Bill Bush, who was a special teams coach that's on early break in the morning. He said that was open. Like, it was, if it was hit better by the kicker, then it could have worked out. So there is that. A lot of talk about the 09 game, which when you said it, that's kind of what I thought people were going to say with Texas, because if you win that game, you win, obviously you break the conference title drought. Do you still move to the Big 10 as Big 12 champs? Remember it was that off season that kind of started to go around, probably would, but then you kind of think, could Pelini take it another step forward? I mean, what are you doing? And obviously at that time in a BCS game, once you make it. So, that's why I kind of think of that trajectory of a program. That one could be pretty big.
Somebody mentioned the end of the Virginia Tech game. If Virginia Tech doesn't go down and score, I forget what year that was. That might have been 09, actually.
Yeah, it was.
I don't hate that answer. I don't know that it's at the top of my list. The 09 championship game. Or how about the gigantic lead that we had versus Oklahoma in a couple of the Big 12 championship games? That's not a single, did we say single player game?
You said play, but.
Any of those go differently. I'm so tired of hearing this Nash title was in 99 or whatever, championship. I'm going to, because to answer your question, 2006 Big 12 championship game. Now, we lost to Oklahoma. This is my least favorite game of my entire career. It's not hard to figure out why. Oklahoma, Big 12 championship game, we didn't win. Like, when I tell people that there are things that I'm very proud of in my career and there's things that still, I can use the H word, haunt me to this day, that's at the top of my list. You're going to make us go to break?
We better go to break. It's called a tease.
All right. Jake is bringing up Frost and teasing you. Feel free to text him whatever you'd like to text him on that text line. We'll be back, and then we'll finish the rest of my story. You don't go anywhere. Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show, and we come back.